At 3:04, we welcome you in. Friday edition of the Gym Class, 1600 AM. The historic main gym, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. And great to have with us here today, Alex Schulte sitting in for Kyle Mann. So great to see him on the other side of the window. 319-366-1600. That is the Hurtienus Stocker Jewelers text line if you'd like to weigh in. It is brought to you by Hurtienus Stocker Jewelers on the Pitt Mall in downtown Iowa City. And also, we are brought to you once again today by the great folks at Third Base Brewery, located on the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids. Great place to get your weekend off to a tremendous start, especially craft beers. Can't decide on just one? Then try several. That's my advice, sage advice for you today. Try one of their famous flights and sample all the best craft beer in Cedar Rapids. You can do that tonight all through the weekend at the corner of Blair's Ferry and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. It is Third Base Brewery, presenting sponsor of the Gym Class right here on KGYM. We've got Colonels tickets to give away one more time today for the Colonels and Beloit coming up next week, and that includes Thursday, June the 7th, Princess Night. Our own Miss Iowa USA Jenny Valier is going to be there. First 1,000 fans. It just says fans. I don't know, Mark, if that says men, women, whatever the case may be. You get a tiara. So there you go. Great place to go next Thursday. A lot to get to on the show here today. And happy start to the weekend to you. Happy June, Mark.
Happy June and happy National Donut Day.
Did you see the box on the commissary table today?
I did. I did not partake, though. I resisted.
I must say I had one. I thank whoever brought in donuts on National Donut Day. So happy National Donut Day to everybody.
Well, that's our poll question today. KGYMradio.com, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Emil's does not carry donuts, as far as I know, but carries a lot of good food. What is the best type of donut, Scott? Glazed, Long John, cream or jelly filled, powdered, chocolate, fruit flavored, cruller. That's a French donut. Is that the correct pronunciation? Cruller? Okay.
I have no idea.
Or other. Go ahead and vote, KGYMradio.com, and thanks to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
This is where you drop in the donut.
And the days I was eating donuts, it'd have to be a Long John.
Long John, yeah.
Yeah.
Long John or jelly filled. Now, a kolach is not a donut.
Correct. I'm partial to poppy seed.
Cherry.
Kolaches.
Cherry kolaches.
You can't beat a cherry.
By the way.
That's for sure.
Next week. Work wife Claire will be in.
Oh.
Yeah. To preview St. Ludmilla's Kolach Festival.
Nice.
So, and what does that mean above all? Well, not only seeing Claire in the afternoon, which is great, but what does that also mean?
Hopefully a couple poppy seed kolaches.
Darn right.
Cajun Troy on the Hurtien and Stocker Jeweler text line. She's a glazed person.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. There is no such thing as a bad donut, right? No such thing as a bad donut. Let's see. Gosh, what is happening in the world, Mark? I feel like we should be yelling. NBA game one last night, in case you were under a rock.
Do you know the score?
I know. I feel so bad. You know what? The best thing that is happening to J.R. Smith is happening right now, and that is Eldrick is tearing it up at the Memorial. He just buried one from 95 yards, holed out for an eagle on number 11 with a wedge. So the golf world is jumping up and down at this point, and people are starting to turn their attention to Tiger and away from J.R. Smith. So J.R. Smith hopes Tiger comes in with 5 more birdies and we don't have to worry about him anymore, right? I feel bad for the guy.
I don't know. I mean, this is an idiotic moment, wasn't it?
Well, is it worse than any other gaffe? It's been done so many times, but here's the problem.
Is this a Chris Webber moment?
It's a Chris Webber moment, but Chris Webber didn't have the internet. Chris Webber didn't have talk radio. Chris Webber didn't have any of that stuff, or he would have been going through the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And J.R. Smith's a guy that's had this happen before. Just, like I said, I feel bad for him. There was 47 minutes and 50 seconds of the game that I'm sure other people made mistakes too. But
how can you feel bad for him? He's a professional basketball player who doesn't know the damn score.
I feel bad for him.
Come on.
I feel bad for him.
Cajun Troy, here's my opinion. J.R. Smith is a freaking idiot. LeBron should quit today.
I can still feel bad for him.
I feel bad for him, meaning LeBron. Most of his teammates are trash. Wow.
That's a hot take. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in. I watched the second half last night, so yeah. You know, it was a pretty good game. It was just chippy the whole time. I mean, I don't understand why we got to have all the chippiness.
A lot of debate over the block charge. LeBron won that one eventually, but you know, I suppose if you replay it, you get a different view, but at real time, I thought it was a block for sure.
Well, here's the deal about that. Is that going to be a new thing now in basketball? I mean, let's just take, you already have games, NCAA, and also games in pro basketball that you have replays at the end that draw out the game. Now you're going to take a look at every charge block? And
well, I think the reason they did it is the officials differed on the view. I think one ruled it a block and one ruled it a charge. And therefore, I think that's cool to go to the replay.
Yeah. By the way, Tigers at 5-under for the day and 5-under for the championship. Phil shot 6-under today. No one's mentioning that. I will mention it. 319-366-1600. Let's go to Cajun Troy. Joining
okay.
us here.
Now, Michelle, I am still on fire. Of course, now the comparison, Chris Webber was a college kid, okay? J.R. Smith makes $14 million a year, all right? And your head should be in the game, yeah? And that's just, LeBron should quit today. He should just like, Cleveland, I'm sorry, I'm done. I just can't take this anymore.
One of the six best games scoring-wise in NBA Finals history.
This whole series, this man's been carrying his team. The whole series, okay? I mean, it's just been, I mean, that was just, I didn't even watch overtime because I was done. I'm done. I'm Stanley Cup Finals. I'm done with basketball. And Duke, the reason why they looked at that play, not because of the one called a block and then one called a thing, because they wanted to make, I guess the side ref saw a leg. Well, he saw a black leg in the restricted area, which was JR leg. So he didn't know if LeBron was out of the restricted area. So you can go review if he was to check to see if he was in that area or
yes,
not.
Yes, yes.
Once he did that check, then they could reverse the call, you know. So, So, you know, that's like pass interference, you know. We get a lot of those block and charge, and it's just one. I don't think that lost the game, okay? J.R. Smith lost the game, okay? That's lost the game. All right, I'm just done with basketball, so let's go Vegas, all right? I'm done.
Enjoy the Stanley Cup now.
I certainly will, dear. Bye.
Troy joining us here on the phone lines.
Couple more texts on the Hurtin and Stocker Jeweler text line, 8092. If you pay me $14 million a year, I guarantee you I'll know the score every second of the game. 5392, J.R. Smith should have put the ball back in the basket instead of running away from the basket with it. Frankly, I'm surprised LeBron James didn't punch him right in the face, right there on the court. Perfect opportunity to steal a game of Golden State. Instead of dropping the ball, the dude runs off with it.
Cleveland covered.
Yeah, that was 12 and a half, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. 319-366-1600 here at 314. Hey, Cleveland.
Why are you an apologist for J.R. Smith?
I'm not an apologist. I just feel bad for the guy because everyone is ripping on him. And yes, I understand why they're ripping on him, but Man alive. No one's ever made a mistake before, apparently, in this world.
I'll tell you what, if you make a bogey tomorrow and put down a par, I'm going to be calling you. Don't you know your score?
That's true. That is true. Hey, by the way, Bryson DeChambeau has birdied six of his last seven. Mm. No one's mentioned that either.
43-98 J.R. Smith taking all the blame for his bonehead play. But Hill is an 80% free throw shooter. Make the free throw, and they win the game.
There you go. That's another thing to look at right there. Cleveland had an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Had an opportunity to take that game and steal it away.
May not get a better one.
May not get a better one. I think Cleveland's going to get one at least, probably at home. But I think they had a shot. Even if Cleveland wins that game last night, don't you think Golden State's still going to win the series?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. But they had that opportunity out there. And I'm not a J.R. Smith apologist. I just feel bad for the guy.
85-06, how about Kevin Love's awful decision to foul Curry on one?
Kevin Love will not be suspended, by the way.
No.
For coming off the bench when everything went off the rails there in the last couple of seconds of the ball game. Why didn't they just call it? Avoid all that stuff at the end right there. 319-366-1600. Zach played earlier today, Mark. There are other people, 119 of them, playing at the Memorial today.
He is watching the cut line very closely. He had a 69 today, 3 under par, and right now sits inside the cut line at even par for the tournament, but it continually moves. It could go to minus one, but right now Zach in the weekend, he is even for the tournament. Again, a 3 under par 69 today.
Yeah, scores are really good this afternoon at Memorial, and right now Zach is sitting at tied for 66th. Low 70 and ties get in to the weekend, so that thing's been creeping up through the afternoon. So what that means is if four more golfers get to that even mark, then might not be around. I thought he was solid for the weekend this morning.
Like it, yeah.
And things have kind of changed a little bit. Kyle Stanley is your leader. There are horses for courses. Kyle Stanley always plays well here. Bryson DeChambeau always seems to play well here. Hideki Matsuyama always seems to play well. J.B. Holmes always seems to play well. And they're all in the top four right now.
By the way, in our next fantasy draft, we will, if we have an opportunity, Joaquin Niemann.
Okay? Oh, yeah. Good one.
19-year-old who is currently tied for second right now. He's going to be a star.
Dustin Johnson shot a 66 today, too. Throwing that out there for you. 319-366-1600. State soccer going on in Des Moines today at the County Sports Complex. Let's get you updated on what's happening over there here. As semifinals taking place today, Class 1A, Regina will have a chance to defend their championship as Regina shut out Gilbert 2-0. Des Moines Christian ended Williamsburg's season, and that by a score of 4-1 at least put them in the consolation game. Going on right now, the 2As, they are in the first half. Last score update we got, Storm Lake jumped out to an early 1-0 lead on Marion. I have not seen a score with Pella and Xavier playing yet. West will play in 3A competition at 5 o'clock. They will take on Waukee. There were three of the four quarterfinals in 3A yesterday were the lower seeds, or is that higher seed?
The worst seeds?
The worst. Yeah. Thank you. The worst seed won. I hate using that, though, because they're all good. 8 beat 1. Valley got upset by Waukee.
I'd say lower seed. 7's lower than 2, right?
Higher number, but higher lower number. Seed.
Yeah. You know.
What is it? Lower seed or higher seed? Let us know. 319-366-1600. We'd like to know that, just to get to your definition of it and how it's going out there. Let's see. Pella leads Xavier, by the way, thanks to Doug Miles on Twitter, 1-0. That is at halftime as Pella leads Xavier. Pella and Xavier meet in every sport, it seems, over the last several years anyway. 319. We're going to take a break, come back. Jeremiah Davis is going to join us. We're going to chat a little bit about local racing, some national racing with Jeremiah, and then Kevin Lehman's going to join us, and we'll talk about The Cyclones and the Hawkeyes, what are they going to look like now that Wigington and Moss and Cook are all back? What's you and I going to look like? What's Drake going to look like under Darren DeVries? Lots of things basketball-wise to talk about on the college side of things with Kevin Lehman. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to the Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM KGYM.
Hi there. I'm here for your basement.
Yes, thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem?
It's my basement. It's bad.
Sure, let's take a look.
No, you don't understand. It's gotten a little out of hand. A pipe leaked in the ceiling and it never quit.
Well, let's assess the damage.
Okay. Hi there.
Who's this?
I told you it was bad.
You two look like you could use ponchos.
The other day it was just a leak, and then this happened.
You know where the shutoff valve is?
Ah, feel that breeze.
I think it's over by that dinghy.
A plumber, are you? Say, I could use a guy like you. Have any experience on boats?
As a matter of fact, I do. My father was a lobster fisherman up in Nova Scotia for many years.
You don't say.
Yeah, I really only took this plumbing gig to earn a little extra scratch, but really...
Not again.
Home in need of repair? Don't drown in debt. Get a loan. Go to PACO. DePACO Community Credit Union. With low rates and local service, getting money has never been easier. Apply now at DePACO.com.
DePACO Community Credit Union. Equal opportunity lender.
Who's been named one of the 10 best burgers in Iowa? Burger Fiend. Their mouth-watering food is prepared with the highest quality ingredients right before your eyes. Every burger is created from 100% Angus beef that's ground fresh daily. And they serve hand-cut fries. Place your order, and your Burger Fiend burger is cooked to order. And you choose from 20 toppings, sauces, and add-ons to make it your own. Feed your inner fiend at Burger Fiend in the Old Springhouse building on Center Point Road, Cedar Rapids.
Summer can really shine a light on your damaged pavement. Fixing it can be more affordable than you think. Stop dodging those cracks and potholes and call Pate Asphalt. They can handle commercial parking lots, roadways, and your very own driveway. Serving the area for over 30 years, Pate Asphalt has decades of experience. Make your parking lot, roadway, and driveway look great. Pave it to last with Pate Asphalt. See them at pateasphalt.com.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Now it starts at noon, and you just need to call by 11:30 to enter. The entry fee is $30, and there are no green fees. Plus, all entries are returned. Play is on a Stableford format, which gives every golfer a chance to win, regardless of ability. There will be team, individual, and skin winners. The Wednesday game is the best game in town, and it's only at St. Andrews Golf Club, 1866 Blairs Ferry Road Northeast in Cedar Rapids.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Back with you in the Gym Class, KGYM here on a Friday. Don't forget, we've got the Colonel's tickets to give away before 4 o'clock here this afternoon. The Twins in action tonight against the Cleveland Indians. Is it worse, Mark? I think, in my humble opinion, it's almost worse when you're down 8-0, come all the way back, and then lose.
It happened in Kansas City, too, and it's getting old.
Twins will try it again tonight against the Cleveland Indians, who are suddenly getting warm out there. By the way, they are now in a rain delay at Columbus, Ohio, for the Memorial. And the U.S. Women's Open also in a weather delay as well. So there you go. No golf going on right now. There's racing going on, though. Jeremiah Davis set to join us right now. You can follow him on Twitter at his personal account. And you can also give him a follow at the Inside Track with Jeremiah Davis as well. Joins us on Fridays throughout the racing season here on KGYM. And we got some racing to talk about. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. I just got done with 11 miles on my bicycle for the first time in a month. So if I'm out of breath, that's why.
Wow, that's very impressive because it's pretty oppressive out there today, isn't it?
It was not one of my brighter ideas, but you know that's my day off, so I figure why not.
Well, it's not going to be very cool in the cars tonight out of Hawkeye Downs, the Big 8 Late Model Series in town for their big show and. It's been very, very good, very well attended, great racing the first 3 years, and I imagine that's going to be the way it is tonight again.
Oh, absolutely. This is one of my favorite races in the area to look forward to all year, and I know that might sound like a platitude just because it's Hawkeye Downs and it's in town, but this Big 8 series, with the smaller tire they're on, you know, as compared to some of the super late models, it provides some really, really good racing. And Hawkeye Downs, if you've never been out to Hawkeye Downs for like a bigger show like this, when there's 25, 30 late models out on the track at one time, it's a heck of a show. And it's really no different in terms of competition than an open late model or independent. You know, it ends up being single file anyway in both racetracks. So to me, it's the same. I really enjoy both versions. The thing with this series is you've got a lot of guys who race a lot and all over the Midwest, and they race each other all the time. So it's not unlike the Dairy Brothers Summer Series where, you know, it's these same guys going head-to-head week in, week out, you know, and then you've got the local guys like Griffin McGrath and Brody Willett who are going to be really strong and really hard to beat. Every year, you know, whether it was Caleb Adrian the last couple of years being in contention before he got the well, let's just say he wrecked, or Griffin or Brody and then Michael Bilderback, who comes out of from out of town and is the guy to beat pretty much every year. So there, you got some familiar faces, but the field is going to be really deep, and it's going to be a really good show, or it should be anyway tonight, especially with how hot it is, because the track's going to be hot and slick.
For us novices, does the Big 8 series have different rules?
Yes. The simplest way to look at it is the engine and the shocks. The engine ends up being it's sort of like a crate engine, but is a crate engine, but there's a couple different option packages that you can do, much like there are modifieds where you can run an open engine or a crate engine. There's just weight brakes and stuff that are involved. And then the shocks are a little bit different than the open cars where you're on a shock rule. It's all for the intention of money. I know that racers are going to spend money no matter what, but the intention there is to keep it a little simpler, so that it's a weekend warrior kind of series where you can also run weekly and afford to run the Big 8 series.
Well, the thing that's so interesting tonight is this is the first race of the year, because the opener, they tried to get in it a couple times, but it got canceled at Rockford. So no one knows exactly what's going to happen here. And you mentioned Bilderback, and at least in the early entries, he was not even listed. I can't imagine he's not going to be here, though.
I had seen that too, but I just sort of assumed that was a clerical error or that he just hadn't entered yet. Now, I haven't heard one way or the other if he's going to be there, but given the fact he's won the last two, I believe, and is the defending champion, I think two-time defending champion of the whole series, I would imagine he's going to be there, but you never know. Sometimes plans change. You know, I'm not from over that way, so I don't keep up on what he's doing. But if he doesn't show up, that's a big opening for a lot of different guys to go get a victory.
Brian Gibson gets his first chance to get in the 17 car tonight, so it'll be interesting to see, after being out of country, literally, for the last couple of weeks, how he does. I think he'll be fine, though.
Yeah, and I'm sure he's been testing this week since he got back. I know he's chomping at the bit to get out to the racetrack, as are his fans, like we said last week. You know, but that said, you know, not having race laps yet so far this year is going to be a hindrance for him. It's just a fact. You can practice all you want, but until you're in that real-world simulation, kind of like Griffin McGrath talked about 2 weeks ago when I wrote about the opener, him and Brody Willett racing each other, until you put yourself in that scenario where you're doing actual race laps, it's impossible to compare. Because practice, you're never, ever, you can say you're pushing as hard, you can say you're, you know, doing a simulated race run, but you're never actually pushing as hard as you are when you have somebody in front of you or behind you to push you forward. So it's going to take a little adjustment for him tonight, but they have plenty of practice. It should be already started right now. The gate's open anyway at 3, and I think practice is in about a half an hour, so I'm sure he'll be one of the first cars on the racetrack.
This feature is a longer one too, isn't it?
Yep, 48 laps. It would be, you know, it's a 50-lap race, essentially, but they want to end it in the number 8 because it's a Big 8 series. So. Mm-hmm. 48-lapper, and this, I think, with this new tire they've got, I think it's going to be a little bit more of a chess match than it was in years past, because that tire last year, you couldn't really conserve it. It was going to go away or not. This one this year, it's a little bit bigger. And a little bit, it gets back into the driver's hands a little more. Taking care of your stuff is of a bigger priority. And I think one of the things I wrote about after the opener with Brody Willett and Griffin McGrath was that Griffin was faster at the end of that 25-lap race, as opposed to where he was about a tenth faster than Brody. And that's about halfway, right, in the Big Eight feature. So Brody learned a little something. Griffin learned a little something about how hard you need to conserve or how hard you need to push right away. Obviously starting position matters, but that's going to be one of the more interesting parts about it. And frankly, one of the more interesting parts about asphalt racing in general is taking care of your tires and conserving more towards the end, as opposed to maybe dirt racing where you can kind of, and for the most part, unless it's a 100 lapper, you can go pretty much flat out and you kind of have to. So maybe if that kind of helps anyway, in terms of dirt versus asphalt comparison.
Jeremiah Davis from the Inside Track joining us here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class in KGYM. Going out to the dirt. Benton Speedway in Vinton had a big modified show last Monday on Memorial Day, and a lot of the heavy hitters were there certainly for that one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Vinton's one of my favorite tracks, period. I love watching modifieds race there because it's such a, that quarter mile, there's not a whole lot of room. And yet there's no fence except for the front stretch. So you can, as Hunter Marriott found out anyway, on Monday night, you can get off the racetrack pretty easily. To watch that group of guys, Ricky Thornton Jr., Hunter Marriott, Scott Hogan was running really well. Troy Cordes, who's won more features in a modified event than anybody in history, was running up front. I just love I love that tour because that group of guys is really dedicated to IMCA modified racing, and they're all really even. The crate, love it or hate it, has evened out those top guys, and so it's really not much different than if they were all on open motors. So it was really interesting to watch, and in the end, one of the best modified drivers and really dirt race car drivers, period, in the country, Ricky Thornton Jr., was the one that left with the victory.
Yeah, Troy Cordes got out early, and then it seemed like the lead kept going back and forth. And then, as they say, you're not the first one, I'm not the first one. Cautions tend to breed cautions. And so that got going at the end. And then it ended up that Thornton got to the top. Whoop, did we lose Jeremiah?
Oh, I lose you? I'm here.
There you go. Okay. I'm very good.
Sorry about that.
No, I was going to say that Troy Cordes jumped out early and then had a series of cautions there at the end, and ended up Thornton got to the front.
Yeah, I tell you what, the cautions, and because I asked him about it after the race, and he was like, I was like, what mad were you about that restart at the end? And he goes, which one? You just have to laugh because a guy like, and then he has to fend off two of the best in an IMCA modified in a couple restarts, and just unfortunately couldn't get it done. As opposed to, you look on the other side of the coin, Thornton and Marriott, they wanted those restarts, and that was Thornton's last chance, because if he hadn't gotten that late caution, there was no way he was going to catch Cordes. So, that Delaware double file restart makes for an entertaining way of doing things. And I was thankful because I wanted to see a last lap pass or a really thrilling finish, and we got it.
On the national scene, Jeremiah, I want to get your take on the Indianapolis 500. Scott had said it was the hottest sporting event he's ever attended. Aside from that, what'd you think?
I thought it was a really good showing of the new package, the low downforce package, and the Indy 500. Since 2012, since they redid the DW12 chassis, I think the Indy 500 has been the best individual race in motorsports. You've got tons of passing for the lead. You've got, drafting like crazy. It's thrilling the whole way through. And it lived up again. And maybe the finish wasn't as exciting as maybe a couple years ago or two, 3 years ago. Elio and Ryan Hunter Ray or Sato and Frank Edie. All of those finishes are storybook finishes, and they're within the last 6 years. This year, you've got Oriel Servia staying out, and given it the old college try, you say you have to do that when you're a team like that. There's nothing to lose. You're not running for points. There's no reason not to go for it. And that raised the blood pressure up in Team Penske. And then you saw Will Power win a race that he's been desperately trying to win for respect. So I won't say his whole quote, but he wanted that respect, and he got, and I think he gets it. And the pure joy on his face in victory lane is something special, and it shows you just how important that race is. You know, I was racing myself in Brookings, and I was actually late to the grid for a feature race because in my little pit area, we had a TV in there. And we watched the end of the race, me and a couple other of my teammates, if you want to call it that. We watched the end of the race and then booked it up to the grid. So I was just a touch late, not completely late, but I had to see the end of it, and it was really cool.
Yeah, and it was very interesting. And I think they'll tweak it a little bit as far as getting the new package and the new chassis for next year and some of the other oval races. But tell you, eighth, there was some passing there that would just open your eyes, especially you take a look at some of the things on internet with Alexander Rossi. That was thrilling.
I mean, I made some noises when I saw that video. Like, I can't even describe what was going through my head, because it takes onions, let's put it that way, to do that, and a little bit of stupidity, if we're honest. Like, you know, making that kind of move, he was less than a foot away from the grass on his left side, doing roughly 220 miles an hour, would you guess? Something like that, Scott?
Yeah. I mean,
if he dips his left side off into the grass, he's flipping, you know, I mean, more than likely, or he's going sideways, hitting the wall real hard, somebody's hitting him, and it took, you know, razor's edge moves. And he's doing these all at 200 plus miles an hour and making passes on the inside and the outside. Every bit of talent that you could ask for is what that takes. And for those of us who are racing nerds, that was just what's one of the videos we're going to watch. It's going to be on a loop for the rest of time. Even though he didn't win the race, it's some of the best moves of the race, of any race I've seen in a long time.
Yeah. Hey, before we let you go, tonight, of course, on the pavement, a big one, and now we're going to start stacking up big races coming up, I know, in the next few weeks.
Definitely. I mean, it's hard to even rattle them off the top of my head, but you've got the Dirt Nights Tours is going to hit full swing. You've got the Deer Brothers Summer Series that's going to hit full swing. MLRA is cruising around the Midwest. World of Outlaws is going to come this way soon. You got Open Late Models, IMCA Late Models. Open Modifieds are coming this way. I think USMTS is in July. They're going to be in Decorah, if I think. Off the top of my head, I could be wrong about that. I'm sorry, I don't have the info right in front of me. But Open Modifieds, IMCA Modifieds, Open Late Models, IMCA Late Models, Big 8 Late Models. It's just a great – this is the best part of the year is when we get into this. And take your bug soother.
Oh, gosh.
Junior or your Deep Woods off, whatever you got, take that to Hawkeye Downs tonight and to Farley and to Marvelltown and to all the other places, because you're going to need it, and it's going to be hot.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right, we'll see you tonight, Jeremiah. Thanks, and keep up the great work on the blog, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, fellas. Talk to you next week.
Yep, Jeremiah Davis joining us here each Friday, talking local and national racing with us here on the Gym Class on KGYM. 3:37 as we get ready to head to break. Going to give you an opportunity to pick up our tickets to see Colonels baseball next week. The Colonels in town take on the Beloit Snappers, and we've got a family four-pack to give away. We've been doing it all throughout the week, thanks to the Colonels, and should be a great, great night at the ballpark for you next week. Caller number 6, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Alex is going to get your information, and we will let you know who our winner is. We'll come back, talk some college hoops with Kevin Lehman when we return.
That's the sizzle of McDonald's new, hotter and juicier 100% fresh beef quarter pounder burger. Sounds good, right? Hold up, you can't hear that mouth-watering sound or taste that beefy, melty, cheesy deliciousness until you order yours, because that's when they cook it. So if you want to hear this, followed by this, hit this, and turn into McDonald's now. McDonald's new, hotter and juicier quarter-pounder burgers. So good, they'll leave you speechless.
Hotter and juicier compared to prior quarter-pound beef patty. Available at most restaurants in contiguous U.S. Not available in Alaska, Hawaii, and U.S. territories.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the National Painting Week sale. That's 30% off a fresh coat of color for your home or your whole community. From SW Rural Green to SW Cityscape, our experts are always available. But this sale only lasts May 25th through June 4th. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store today. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I don't know how else to say this, so I'll just say it.
What is it, Linda?
I think we should see other people.
Are you breaking up with me? On a roller coaster?
Well, we do have a lot of fun. Maybe we should stay together.
An emotional roller coaster? Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
I just need a little me time.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
If your AC isn't cold, head over to O'Reilly Auto Parts during Murray AC Month for a 20-ounce can of AC Pro R134A refrigerant with a gauge and hose on sale for $34.99. Cool your AC system in three easy steps with a can of AC Pro at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Bring your car or motorcycle to the 9th annual Revved Up for Kids Car and Motorcycle Show. Sponsored by Eddie's Rod and Custom and Master Tool and Manufacturing tomorrow from 3 to 6. Registration is $15 at the door, rain or shine. It's part of Tanager Place Summerfest tomorrow at the Rockwell Collins Sports Complex on Collins Road. Featuring over 50 free activities. Generously sponsored by General Mills and Rockwell Collins. Details at tanagerplace.org.
Marcus, our winner. Congratulations to him. And thanks to the Colonels for giving us the tickets to give away to you out there. Coming up on Monday after the weekend, Mike Halas will be joining us. And we'll talk about his Vegas Golden Knights coming up next week. And Game 3 of the Stanley Cup coming up tomorrow night for you right here at KGYM at 7 o'clock for you. And that'll be on the FMs tomorrow night because we've got Major League Baseball between Houston and Boston at 6:30, I believe. Or, yeah, 6:30 coming up tomorrow. Twins tomorrow afternoon as well as they take on the Cleveland Indians. We're going to get hooked up with Kevin Lehman coming up here in just a moment. Of course, the Hurtina Stocker Jewelers text line at 319-366-1600 going on. Mentioned Zach with a 300 par today. 69 sits at even. They're in a rain delay at the Memorial right now. And at state soccer, Marion down 2-0 to Storm Lake at halftime. Xavier down 1-0 to Pella at the halftime break. So hopefully we can see a comeback by those two teams. Coming up.
National Donut Day. That's our poll question at KGYMradio.com. What's the best type? Would it be a cruller, glazed, fruit-filled, or fruit-flavored, Long John, chocolate, cream or jelly-filled, or powdered? Or you can vote for other as well. I don't know what other kind of donuts there would be. Sprinkles? I don't know.
Sprinkles? Just a plain donut with sprinkles on it? You don't have to get fancy with donuts. No. Don't have to do that. But, yeah, go ahead and vote at KGYMradio.com, and we will try to give you the delicious results coming up for you here in just a little bit. Trying to get we'll get hooked up with Kevin Lehman coming up here for you. But busy weekend, as per usual, as we get into the month of June coming up here. So we got we mentioned the Memorial coming up. It's the duel in Detroit on the IndyCar Series coming up. Game number two, not till Sunday night in the NBA Finals. We'll have that for you on all three stations coming up on Sunday night. See if Golden State goes up 2-0 or if J.R. Smith can avoid a letdown and try to get Cleveland.
Why is it the NBA Finals and the Stanley Cup Final?
Don't know. Have no idea. Have no idea about that.
366-1600. Give us a text.
Stanley Cup Finals? Final.
Stanley Cup Final. Singular.
Singular. Yeah. And the NBA Finals. Interesting. Let us know out there. What do you think? 319-366-1600.
Why are these things swimming around in my head? I don't know.
Yeah. We're going to take a break, come back. We're going to get connected with Kevin. and we're going to talk some hoops with him when we return after this. So stay with us. More to come after this. KGYM.
It's grilling season, and a lot of times we overlook some small, easy things to do that will extend the life of our grills. Lannon is here from Menards to give us some maintenance tips for our grills before we start cooking.
That's right. Now is a great time to take your grill apart and give it a good, thorough cleaning. If it's a gas grill, clean the briquettes and check the burners and cooking grids for rust.
What should we do if we find a great deal of rust on anything?
Then it should be replaced. Since you already have your grill torn apart, it will be easy to replace anything that needs it. You can find replacement parts at Menards in addition to grill covers that will help prevent that rust in the future. If you find that completely replacing your grill would be easier, Menards has a great selection for you to choose from as well.
Thanks, Lannon. You can find everything you need for your backyard barbecue at Menards. And as always, if you have any questions, talk to a friendly team member.
Save big money at Menards.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our all-your-favorites with a few surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Drive Green Demo Days are back. Test drive all the latest equipment and get hands-on training from John Deere tractor, turf, and utility experts. Attendees who register and are 18 or older will receive coupons for $500 off a 1-6 family John Deere tractor, $200 off turf and utility equipment, $35 off a $100 purchase of parts, and a coupon for up to hundreds off attachments. Drive green, don't miss it. Some conditions apply. See participating dealer or johndeere.com/drivegreen for full details.
Visit City Tractor and North Liberty for our Drive Green event happening June 8th and 9th.
Doing HVAC work has given you some good opportunities. Now, how about an even better one? Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is looking to represent residential commercial HVAC workers. Being with 263 means you're part of the union, and union jobs offer better pay, better benefits, and better job security. Those are things that mean a better life using the skills you already have. Work with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263. Give Rick a call at 319-721-9414. 319-721-9414.
Back with you at 3:47 here on the Gym Class for a Friday on KGYM. I'm going to talk with Kevin Lehman here in a moment. Want to let everybody know about a great fundraiser coming up on Sunday night that's going to take place at Bushwood. Kurt Gustafson, friend of the show, another friend of the show and friend of bowling, Jeff Bruner is going to be playing. They've got their annual benefit for the juvenile diabetes to... Mark? Raise money for JDRF.
Exactly.
And they're going to be doing that starting, I believe, at 3 o'clock?
Ton of great prizes, too. And raffle items. Yeah.
Yeah. And the one and only Jeff Bruner.
He is retired and unretired more times than
Pacquiao.
A boxer.
Manny Pacquiao. But he will be there. And that will be coming up on Sunday night at Bushwood. Some great opportunities to pick up some great prizes there. So stop on by on Sunday and say hi to Kurt over there. Say hi to Brew as well. There may be more than one Bruner in the place. Got a feeling.
You think?
I got a feeling there may be more than one Bruner in the place. So
it's 3 to 7 at Bushwood on Sunday.
All right, very good. So thank you to Kurt for helping us out and. Thanks to everybody for heading out there and helping to combat juvenile diabetes.
Among the prizes, we'll get to Kevin here, a wooden Hawkeye flag, 4 Cub Cardinal tickets for June 15th, and a Man of Golf foursome, Quail Creek foursome prize, a cigar package, if you're so inclined, and various other items.
Yeah. So there you go. 3 to 7. 3 o'clock. Just plan on being there before 3 o'clock. On Sunday. All right, Kevin Lehman set to join us right now, and great to talk with Kevin, even though it's not hoop season, but hey, when isn't it hoop season out there? And joins us here on the Friday edition of the show. And how's your summer going, Kevin?
Scott, it's going well, and as you know, it's always hoop season, whether it's recruiting, NBA, and now we have a whole new era. Players are going to go in the draft, or are they going to stay out of the draft? And good news for Hawkeye fans, And Cycle fans, with the return of Tyler Cook and Lindell Wigginton.
Before we get to that, Kevin, have you ever, as a player or coach, lost track of the score?
Well, I've seen it happen in a college game on one occasion, but I don't think I've ever seen it in an NBA game, although someone said Magic Johnson did it once years ago. But J.R. Smith's making $14 million a year. You should know the score. But you think through his mind that you have an 80% free throw shooter at the line and he's going to go through and you're going to win the game. So maybe he thought that one was through the net before it was. But what an ending. And here's another one, guys. Kevin Durant blocked charge on that call that was reviewed.
Yeah. Nice box out on Smith, too.
Yeah, and they overturned that call. I really thought that LeBron James was moving when they showed it in slow time. You know, in real time, it's really hard to say. And I don't know if the NBA rule on a block charge is the same as the college. I assume it is. You got to have your feet set. But, you know, that's a judgment call. So in the college game, you can't overrule that judgment. You can see if he's outside the restricted area, but you can't overrule the judgment call in that situation.
Yesterday's poll question, Kevin, was who was helped more by a player coming back, Cook and Wigginton, Iowa or Iowa State? And how would you answer that question?
Boy, that is a great question. I'd like to hear what your poll would say. But right now, I'm going to lean toward Iowa State because I really think this is a Cyclone team with Lindell Wigginton back. If they have a healthy Nick Weiler Babb, and their recruits as good as advertised, this is a team that can challenge, or obviously an NCAA team, and be in the top half of the Big 12. Even Bill Self from Kansas has commented that Kansas State and Iowa State are the two teams that have a chance of dethroning the Jayhawks in that run of conference championships.
I was with you. I thought it was Iowa State. Nothing against, you know, you can't go wrong on either choice, but I thought Iowa State benefited more with Wigginton coming back because they've got the four recruits coming in and they need somebody to help out in the backcourt to lead them.
Well, Scott, I'll say this too. I think guard play is so important in any level of basketball. So when you bring back a guy like Lindell Wigginton, you know he's going to make a big improvement from his freshman to sophomore year. That gives them a really strong backcourt, and that's going to help them in not only nationally but also in the Big 12 play. And Iowa, Tyler Cook, you know, they have a plethora of big men up front for the Hawkeyes. So I think the loss of Wigginton to Cyclones would be more important than the loss of Cook to Iowa, but that certainly can be debated.
Were you surprised, Kevin, at either one's decision?
Yeah, I was, Mark, and only because it drug out for so long. I thought if you're going to come back, if you'd have enough feedback, that would you make that decision and announce it earlier. So going to the 12th hour, as they both did, made me think that something was in the works and there were some teams going to tell them they're going to take them as free agents. Therefore, they were going to enter the draft, although they hadn't hired the agents yet. So I was a bit surprised that they came back.
Kevin, talking about Iowa next year, we talked a little bit yesterday about how the minutes are going to be divided up next year. With Wieskamp coming in, Connor McCaffrey coming in, Cook coming back, Moss coming back, and there was a lot of talk about it this year on how Fran kind of divided up the minutes. That talk is not going to go away. In fact, it's probably going to get to be a harder puzzle to put together for Fran next year.
Well, we used to always say it's a good problem to have that much depth, but in some respects, it has worked against this Iowa team and their system. It's difficult to get a flow, and you know, philosophies from the coaches are different. When I talk to Steve Prohm, and I talk about all the talent he's got coming in, and I said, will you go to a deeper bench? He says, no, I only like to play seven guys. And you know, we know Fran likes to go 10 or 11 with his style of play. So I think the more important question that I have for the Iowa Hawkeye team is how much can they change their mindset at the defensive end? And will what Tyler Cook heard from these NBA personnel about having to be able to guard all five positions, being tuned in at every possession, can he take that and set the standard for the rest of his team at the defensive end? I'm not worried about what he does offensively. And I liked his response, Mark and Scott, that said, I'm not going to be a scorer in the NBA, so I have to get better at decision-making, efforts, communication, rebounding, and especially leadership and defense. I think that's huge for Tyler Cook and for this Iowa program, that they have someone step up and be a leader for them next season.
In regards to the Iowa defensive issues, Kevin, is it a mindset or is it schemes, fundamentals, combination thereof?
Well, Mark, if I'm Fran McCaffrey, I would take this offseason and I would go through all my possessions against the top teams in the Big Ten. So you got to look at, do we need to teach it better what we're doing, or do we need to change our scheme and maybe not press as much, maybe play more man or more zone? And you got to do that with analytics. I mean, how many stops did you make? How many points per possession did you give up in your zone and your press versus what you get out of it at the offensive end? I really think if I'm Fran the staff, I'm going over those games against the upper-tier teams with a fine-tooth comb. And I'm making some decisions because we know the definition of insanity. You just can't do the same thing over and over, expect a different result. So they have to change either the way they teach their defense or the schemes that they use.
Before we move on with Scott and Wigginton, there are reports of a two-car crash on I-380 southbound at Wright Brothers Boulevard. Backing up traffic, I recommend it to find an alternative route.
Take it easy out there. Actually, I wanted to talk a little bit about you and I and Drake. You and I with A.J. Green coming in, fresh off his state championship. There were a couple rumors that Kyle Green was being looked at as maybe a possible replacement for Coach Barry on Steve Prohm's staff. I can't see that happening now. Your thoughts on that, and then also your thoughts about the hiring of Darren DeVries at Drake.
Well, let's hope that Kyle Green does not go to Iowa State and take his son with him, because we've already seen that happen. If you're a Panther fan, they're still burned over Doug McDermott signing with the Panthers and going to Creighton when Greg took that job. So if this happened again, that's the Panther Nation. I just can't see this happening. But not only are they excited about A.J. Green, the junior college player they got from Iowa Central, Troy Croft, 6 foot, can really go. Both these guys can play both guard positions. They're very excited about him. And I really think for Northern Iowa, you're going to see more small ball on last year or next year. I think Tywan Pickford may be playing more that four spot, Isaiah Brown, and with 2 point guards in the lineup, and Austin Fife in the middle. I just think you're going to see more of a smaller lineup for the Panthers than we've seen in the past couple of years.
How about Darren DeVries?
Talked to him this morning, Scott. I think it's a great hire, and I love his staff. He's had some correspondence with Matt Gatens, the former Hawkeye at Iowa City High, Little Hawk, who's on his staff. I'm helping him out with some scheduling of some tournaments in the future and some summer tours. He's got to get some players, and he's been able to get some junior college transfers in, which in the past has been a problem at Drake because of their academic standards. So they're giving him a few exceptions there. He is really going to upgrade his schedule, because when I talk about what we call MTE or multiple team events, such as Battle for Atlantis, what Northern Iowa does, they play in those big-time tournaments. And Darren told me, he said, we're going to schedule the big boys. And we've talked about this before, guys. I talked about the Hy-Vee Classic and a real concern even from Darren that that's going to go away because of the Big Ten going to a 20-game schedule. Once again, the mid-majors having a hard time scheduling. Did you guys see what Conference USA is going to do at the end of their season to try to did you follow that earlier in the week?
A little bit, yeah. Well, kind of a novel concept.
Well, yeah, they're going to take the top four teams, the last four games of regular season, and those four teams are going to play one another. The middle four, the bottom four, and so forth, to try to boost their RPI. I really think it's thinking outside the box, because Mark and Scott, mid-majors are having such a struggle to play and to get those what we call quadrant one wins, because they can't get those games anymore. We're really seeing, and this is the discussion I had with Darren this morning, is there's a lot of talk about the top seven, power conference breaking off and having two divisions like we see in football. But as Darren pointed out, what's that going to do to the NCAA tournament? The 68-team field, that brings in so much revenue. And what makes that tournament as exciting is the upsets that we see, Maryland, Baltimore County beating Virginia. So you don't want to kill the golden goose, but things are changing in college basketball landscape as far as scheduling and the power structure.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, got to run. Appreciate all the insight, and have a great summer, and we'll talk to you soon, man.
Well, stay in touch, guys, and enjoy those donuts.
We will. Kevin Lehman joining us here. Have a great weekend, everybody. You've been listening to the Gym Class, KGYM.
Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. No shortage of